at you, I can't lie. Just pouring out admission, regardless of my objection. Uh-oh. And it's not about my pride. I need you on my skin, just come over, pull me in, just. Oh, baby, why don't you just meet me in the middle? I'm losing my mind just a little, so why don't you just meet me in the middle? In the middle, no, 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 baby.
Standing in a crowded room and I can't see your face. Put your arms around me, tell me everything's okay.
You are listening to WDRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio of Easton, Pennsylvania. This is the Hour of Influence. This is the Kyle speaking. You know me already. In the studio, we have the Hype Henry, Carnivorous Connor, and
special guest.
Special guest alert.
Special guest alert, Mono Mikey.
What's up? What's up? It's a pleasure to be on the show.
Yo, rally tower!
Oh gosh,
welcome back.
What a great time. Oh my gosh, busy day on the quad today. Let's get the report straight from the copter. Hello? Hello?
Hello? Can you guys hear me?
We can hear you.
Alright. Beautiful day on the quad. There's people left and right. Frisbee, spike ball, baseball, basketball, volleyball, curling, any sport. They're playing it out on the quad. They're climbing the trees. Dogs everywhere. Nothing to complain about the weather. A little chilly, but it's very nice. Very nice. I say we go back to the studio.
Beauty.
Absolutely. Let's see if we can get back. And we're back. With that being said, we got a fresh week of weather coming up. It's a great day today. Live from the Kirby Volcano. This is some live action reporting. Thank you, WJRH, for this great budget. Oh, it's explosive over there. Carnivorous.
I'm on fire. Whoa. It's so nice, boys. I'll tell you what. Cool breeze blowing this fire and ash right in my eyes, but I do appreciate it. We got a high of 66 today. Isn't that something? Really, and I don't think Pennsylvania's gonna be back on their weather stuff, all right? They're gonna be back at it, all right? Easton, nice and sunny. For the next week, you know, we're gonna see highs of about 60, 66, 64. The lows bring it to 42. That is unfortunate. But hopefully we can round off this season with some nice weather. Alright, sit back to the studio, huh?
Wow, that was an explosive report. And speaking of explosive, we're angry. Let's go to Raging with Henry. Best segment. Okay, so here's the deal. You go to Upper, you try to get some food, they don't give you the food. What's the deal? Why do they close? They close at 1, but the dining hall closes early at lower. What is the deal with that? That is not proper service. If it closes at 1, why are you closing the eating area at 12:30? That's ridiculous.
I want to give a great job. Applause to our yellers in the back. Always come through. Like, there's nothing to complain about. The people lower always give me different portions of pasta. I want the biggest portion there is. The most cream sauce there is. The most bacon there is. I'm on a diet right now, but give me all of it. Everything. When Connor gets the quesadillas, I want him having eight quesadillas. Not one. I want eight. I want huge portions. All right. Peak time in Upper. Okay? Peak time in Upper. Tell me why there are no utensils or cups. You get your food, you can't eat it, and you're parched. You got nothing to drink out of. What's the deal with that?
Come on, Upper, step up your game.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, I'm mad. All these flipping tours scheduled at 12:15 when everyone's trying to get meals. All right, I get it. Maybe close marquee. You close marquee on the weekend. We had 200 juniors here, all right? And they're all trying to eat. Yeah, okay, I do appreciate you stepped up the lunches for them and for us. But come on, look at that line.
That is ridiculous. And maybe if they didn't have so many kids coming here, expansion is not always the best answer. This is insane. I'm not a big expansion guy. Why are we doing this? You know, biology, there's no available classes.
No spots for sophomores at all. Before registration, all the spots were taken up of every 200 level class. As a bio major, why? Make some more classes!
This is insane! $73,000 a year for tier 1 room and board, air conditioning. I am not having it. I am not having it at all. This is insane. Dude, make it so I can take classes. I'm never taking biology. I don't even know what that is. But we are not doing this at all. This is ridiculous.
Boys, it's time to simmer down.
Calm down.
Calm down, Henry.
Everyone, three deep breaths together. Speaking of deep breaths, what is our next topic, Henry?
Oh, you know, our next topic is, you know, recognizing some nice people, the dude and dudette of the week. So I'm going to start it off nice and tasty. So we had my dude of the week, former dude of the week, Avicii, DJ, now he's deceased. He died in Oman, which I understand is near Iran. So, you know, geography facts for you. Struggling with some health issues for a long time. So he is my dude of the week, you know, made some great songs. Definitely left his mark on the DJ community.
Levels. Huge.
Great song we played at the break. But yeah, great guy. As far as my dudette of the week, you know, there's a lot of great people, but I'm going to go with Elizabeth Warren. Okay, Pocahontas.
That is a
surprising one.
Yes, because, you know, apparently she's getting lots of presidential funding, which is fantastic. Yeah. So she can lose. It's great. Okay. She's a scam.
Okay. So I think my dude out of the week is the woman who's always at the post office. So kind. I got a few packages this week. She's like, sign right here. I'm like, thank you. I will sign right there. And come back to me for my dude of the week. I'm a little shuffled up right now.
All right. So I'm going to say my dudette of the week, Layla, who works at Upper. Okay? You're not feeling well. You tell her.
Layla!
She'll let you in for free. You won't have to swipe. She is a real dudette. She's a real dudette. My dude of the week. I got four dudes of the week.
Whoa.
Henry, Kyle, whoa, Connor, and Nate. We went to East Strasburg University, saw ASAP Ferg. Amazing, amazing night. I'm going to remember that one for a long time. Long time.
There we go. All right. So flip it over to me. The death of the week. I mean, dude of the week.
Oh.
A little bit of a both, unfortunately. Mini me.
No.
We lost a good one the other day. It's unfortunate. He had a long, long battle with depression, and it's a serious problem.
Yeah.
Neurodetics.
Neurodetics. So, coming back to me, my dude of the week is Maurizio Pochettino, manager of Tottenham Hotspur. He's always given his best. They didn't come out with the win in the FA Cup, but they're still my favorite team. Always will be. Come on, you Spurs. With that said,
let's talk about a little bit of the juicy concert. So we're obviously going to include only the best parts, Mikey.
Yes.
But so me and Connor were at the concert, and these punks, these high schoolers, try making a mosh pit with us.
High school sophomores.
High school sophomores. These young men.
Naughty boys.
And then they I don't know, Kyle, if you're witness to this, but they were doing some crazy stuff. They were trying to shove me.
Yeah.
I take one of these kids. I throw this kid 30 feet at least.
30 feet into the stands.
Through two walls.
Well, no. So he kept bumping into me, and I give him the right elbow shove. I think I was summoning some energy. And you know what's crazy is they later got arrested for being too aggressive.
And these kids, keep in mind, They can't even reach the driver's pedal in a car. They don't have their permits or anything. These kids shouldn't have even have been there. It was past their bedtime.
It was 18 and over only. East Strasburg, you know, I'm not going to hate. It's a different animal.
Snaps to East Strasburg, though.
Yeah, snaps to East Strasburg.
Nice people.
Yeah, very, very nice. It's a different breed. Different breed. Great.
Shout out Sigma Chi.
Yeah, they organized the ASAP Ferg concert.
Absolutely.
Great time.
Fantastic. So, you know, it was a great event. Connor, you're a big music guy. I mean, you have a horrible taste, but let's hear about your opinions.
All right, so Ferg, you know, I've seen him before. It's my guy. I was even going to go to maybe New York City to see the guy. Decided against it. We saw East Strasburg. I was excited. All right, he played all the classics. We'll look at the set list. You know, you had the great stuff. You had, obviously, you have your Shaba and your work remixes.
Shaba, Hut.
Okay, continue.
And then, you know, you got your others, but you got some underground, lesser-known ASAP Ferg songs that he really showed out today. We had Let It Go.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Unfortunately, no Dump Dump.
No Dump Dump.
We had Let It Go. We had a bunch of his new stuff.
That's a good one.
Me and Kyle jamming
out to that.
Oh, yeah, we were.
Oh, yeah.
Besides that, you know, he played a really good set list, a solid thing. You know, even the opening DJ before it came out, I almost lost all my energy there because I was just dancing.
Yeah, it was hype.
He had some absolute hits playing right
now. Bangers.
So we're talking any Kendrick Lamar hit. We're talking some God's Plan remix. We got some Migos. All the stuff that'll get you pumped. All the stuff you wish were playing at Spinners. All
right, but hot take. Do you think it was worth it to not go to New York City? And then I think it was almost luck.
Yeah.
That he ended up coming here because we both, Connor and I, wanted to see him so badly.
Yes.
But it was very lucky that he came here, I had a great time, but it wasn't New York trip.
I
wasn't a Ritz part
too. I saw him in Philly. It was not. When he was with Philly, like, he always brings an entourage, right? So Philly, he had like some people. He had a shout out to Philly at Henry Lawan. Yeah, no, he'll have like Playboi Carti, he had Rob Stone, but then we're talking his New York one would have been
Canal Street.
Crazy. You would have had all of his boys thrown down. You would have had the whole ace.
Some V-Lone action.
And maybe a little Marty Baller. It would have been an absolute romp. Yeah. A riot.
But also, it was really nice that we had basically like a private concert.
Yeah.
There were not that many students who showed up.
Yeah.
Which was very nice.
Some 35-year-olds, though.
They made the students pay money to go to the concert.
Yeah. That's interesting. And also, no one was really into it. I mean, it was big people.
Besides us.
Besides us and the 12-year-olds. And a few other people. But, I don't know, people were really into the Snapchats. No one was really singing. Mm-hmm. I know, like, other concerts I've been to, people really get into it.
Absolutely.
Maybe because it was a concert at the university, not many people are, they're more, it's the college students going, it's not true fans going.
There were people that didn't even know it was going on that we talked to afterwards, which shocks me, because I feel like if anything's going on at Lafayette, we get 46 emails, which, you know, they could converge into one weekly email instead of 46. I counted, Res Life, I counted.
They tell us what sports games are happening. When they're away.
Yeah.
Like, we can't go.
As if I'm going to Holy Cross to see, like, lacrosse. Come on.
Shout out to Worcester, though. My dad went there.
Worcester, really? Massachusetts?
Whoopi? He's a Whoopi?
Yeah.
He's
Worcester College?
No, Holy Cross.
Oh.
No.
That's in Worcester?
Yeah.
That's
Worcester.
Where Brendan's
from. Yeah. Shout out to Bodacious Brendan. He might be coming back in the studio today.
Might be making a cheeky
He's been missing
appearance.
It.
We also
He's
might
been
see
out for a couple weeks.
Love Doctor. He was sending us some really recent
Love Doctor
DMs the other day.
You're right.
He's a real alcoholic now. The Love Doctor has jumped off the edge.
You know, it's been tough.
We hope he makes a return sometime.
Yeah.
But, I mean, with that being said...
Might be today.
Speaking of making bad decisions, let's talk about the worst use of social media that we've ever seen, either by ourselves when we were younger or by people like that we've noticed in our lives. So I'm going to do a few. First one, there's this mother, and she posts at least 2 posts a week of her kid playing the sport. And then it's like a whole montage, like 10 videos, 10 pictures, and there's always comments of people like sucking up. I think it's a bad move. Like, okay, your kid plays like golf, like big deal. Come on, step up.
I think a general bad move is, so like the thing, it's actually not as big right now, but say a couple years ago, selfies when they first got big.
Oh, yeah.
All right,
pre-filter. Pre-filter.
Yeah. So like, it's not as much on my Facebook, but I know if... Sometimes my parents would show me, that they're friends. So it would be like a 50-year-old mom is posting like 4 selfies a day. Like, that's just
that's
overboard.
Major yikes.
Yeah, major yikes alert. But, yeah, I think just overdoing it. Social media should not be used as a premium. It should be used in a limited way. Shouldn't be overdoing it.
So it should be either, there's two ways to go about it. You can make it into a trophy case of your best moments, or as a way to keep up to your life. But that keep up, unless you're like a food person, does not involve your breakfast. That's all
food
I'm saying.
God.
Okay, but honestly, the most cringy thing, 9th grade, these two girls got into a Twitter fight. And it was spicy. All the teachers were on Twitter. Everyone was on Twitter, like, looking at it. We were talking about it during class. It was fantastic. And it was over some guy that I think's in jail right now. Nice. Or at least has been arrested. So, you know, that's how you know. Class. Straight class. Yeah, shout out to Couch Plains.
I think a more recent and famous guy who kind of dropped the ball was Kevin Durant. He made burner accounts on Twitter, and he would reply to haters tweeting on his tweets.
That's hilarious.
And he got caught because he forgot to sign out of one of his burner accounts and did it with his actual account. And it read like he was speaking as like a fan, not as himself.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Do a Katie move.
Yeah, I think if you're in that situation, if you're making...
Get a PR person.
Yeah, get a PR person. Yeah, he's making what? How much do you think he's making a year with sponsors, too?
30 mil.
With sponsors?
30
probably
mil.
Like, no, more than that.
30, at least 30 mil.
Yeah.
30-40.
Higher than 30 mil.
Yeah, higher than $30 million. So you can hire a PR person and just block out the haters. You don't have to be coming back at people when it could be like a 12-year-old kid coming at you. Like... Yeah. There's no reason to bother.
Especially because a lot of the people are bots these days.
Yeah, that's
so. So Connor, you know, you went to a huge regional high school.
Yeah,
so let's talk about some of the cringiest social media moments you've experienced.
So since I've been to college, me and all the North kids, or most of them, we've been following this one girl's feed a good amount. She senior year dropped out. She dropped out. She is having a baby. And she's having some problems with her boyfriend, ex-fiance. And it's funny because she knows, like, everyone's looking at it, but the way she does it is she'll post, like, a video, like, I wish my boyfriend would do this for me, like, and it's a picture of, like, her getting proposed to or something, and we all know she's, like, just, like, subtweeting this guy. It's, like, the weirdest thing, like, she just had her baby, and then she's like, I wish I had, like, she would post stuff like, oh, I wish my baby could sing with their father, like, weird stuff like that. It's a mess. This girl posts about 15 things a day. It's a hot mess.
Yeah, I actually have yesterday I saw, there was a girl a year younger than me, and she was with a boy who was my age, and the girl ended up getting pregnant, but they're, I think they're keeping it. I saw a picture of their, like, baby shower or something. But I'm proud for them. For
yeah,
obviously it's not all through yet, but they're sticking it out. I didn't expect that from the boy, who's my age, who I've kind of grown up with. But good for him.
You know, it's the worst people that
he
post.
Wears hats. He's the guy who wears the hats.
People that post hauls. You know what hauls are? Like shopping hauls.
Cough drops.
No hauls. No, like HAULS. It's ridiculous. Like I don't want to see your new pair of Jordans. Okay. Maybe like if you're posing in your car, I can see that.
Cause like a U-Haul.
Sure, but if you're posing in your car, I can see that. But if you're posing next to some Steve Madden high heels, I'm not feeling it. Yeah. But you know what I am feeling? A nice juicy commercial break with Avicii. Okay, so this is a great song. It's called Levels. It'll really spice up your Sunday afternoon.
It really brought the EDM to the mainstream.
Should we do the Skrillex remix or the radio edit?
Normal.
Okay. That being said,
classic.
You are listening to
104.9 FM, WGRH, Lafayette College Radio, Eastern Pennsylvania. It's the Hour of Influence. We'll be back after this song music break. Not commercial break.
With some PSAs.
Music break. No,
break.
PSA break.
After the break.
Bye.
get a good feeling. Yeah. Get a feeling that I never, 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 never had before. No, no, no. I get a good feeling. Yeah. Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling. Yeah.
We are back again. You're listening to WJRA 24.9 FM Lafayette College Radio of Eastern Pennsylvania. It's the Av Influence. We're back to the Kyle, Hype Henry, Carnivorous Connor, Mono Mikey in the studio. Shout out to Rusty Rahul for listening to the show. Yes. Great vocab word. Boisterous.
Yes.
Wow.
Fantastic. Wow. Almost as fantastic as Greasy Battisti. And we can't reveal Antonelli's DJ name yet for doing that 13.1 mile little marathon thing.
Very nice.
Say Jude's. Fantastic. So we have a ton of other shout outs. We have some shout outs that go to Bobby Muscles Jr. That's his little brother. Shout outs Puerto Rico. Shout outs Giffen Gang. Shout outs really everyone that's tuning in. Shout out all the Uber drivers.
Yeah. Lyft drivers.
Yeah,
can't forget Lyft.
Shout out the parents, all of them. Any parents, really. If you have a kid or children or young adults, we're ticking off all the categories here at the Hour of Influence. So that being said, let's talk about sharing fries. Now, Mikey, you're really passionate about this. So are you, Kyle.
Yeah, I'm. All right, let me bring this one in. All right, so this is mainly about one of my good friends, Seth. I know he's not listening in, but this is going right at him. So many a times, going to sporting events, say it's the Philadelphia Sixers game. Shout out Sixers, doing great. All right, so we're at the snack stand.
Snack, snack, snack.
And I'm ordering fries. I'm like, ooh, fries. I'm like, Seth, are you going to get anything? He's like, nah, I don't know anything. I'll be like, oh, Seth, I'll buy you something. I'll be like, I don't care. I don't care. So what do? Order the greasy cheese fries. Get back to my seat. And then I see an outreaching hand going into my container of fries. I karate chop that arm. No chance he's getting any of those fries. Because he says, I don't care.
It's a loud stadium.
Yeah, very loud stadium. But like, just get your own fries. Or just say, oh, I'll have some of yours beforehand. Because then I'll prepare and order the large fries. Because, you know, I got a big stomach. I got to eat my fries. Yeah. But that's my passion for that subject.
Or what's even worse is when you're at Upper and then someone's like, yo, let me get that cupcake. How about you get up off your lazy tush and walk 45 feet get it? Less than 40. Well, I said outside, so 46 feet.
You're right.
But, like, it's ridiculous. Mikey, you ever have any problems with that? Especially on, like, duo hangs.
Let me think. Not recently, you know, people stay pretty clear of me. You know, I got the mono going for me, so that's one plus to that. No one wants to go near me.
No one's mooching off your stash.
No one. So recently, I've not had any problems with that at all. It's been the opposite, actually. We've been having our own food, no sharing, nothing. I've had it all to myself, so... No complaints there.
That's fantastic. You know, speaking of complaining, you know, sometimes you just gotta chill out. You gotta take 3 deep breaths. And you just gotta realize you're living life.
So we have 3 more deep breaths in the studio?
Okay, let's go.
That's 1. That's 2, baby. 1 more.
3. Wait, is that Max we have back there? Still on his hunger strike? Is that him?
Oh, there he is.
He chewing?
What's up, ladies? Max, welcome back.
Yo, what's up? I'm eating some Pringles. Greasy Pringles. Greasy Pringles. Yo, what's up? So, how's everyone's been doing?
Max, I've been doing so well. Have you been following C90X, Max? You're looking slim.
I've actually been doing the hunger, anti-hunger strike. Well, that's tasty. Right. I've actually switched to the onion one.
Oh, are they
onion flavor?
Sun chips?
No, the onion flavor, Pringles.
Oh, Pringles though, okay.
Okay, well, keep fighting the good fight, and we'll... Oh, that's greasy. And then we'll see you soon. Wow, what a great drop-in. That just warms the heart.
With that said, Harry, what's up next?
Oh, we have lots up, including some beautiful jazz. So we have a really fun show for you today. As you know, we're getting kind of halfway into it. We have a little NPR segment. We have random Snapchat girls. We have course registration. We have Earth Day. We have beach games. We have pollution. And, of course, we're topping it off with the electric chair. So make sure to stay tuned.
Lehigh Valley's #1 rated game show.
So with that said, let's go to random Snapchat girls. Hot takes, Connor.
All right, here's the deal. The only reason we brought this up, this topic today, is because, you know, I'm chilling on the quad, minding my own business, enjoying my company of my friends. And I look at my phone. Bing! What? Oh, but who is Snapchatting me? Oh, that random chick from high school that I talked to maybe once that I don't even know how you have my Snapchat? Yeah, her again. So here's the deal. I'm trying to be nice, right? I'm a nice person, but I keep getting these Snapchats from these girls. Do I either open it and respond with no caption or anything? Do I respond or just open it and ice them? I feel like opening it and icing them is the only way. I'm never going to see these people again, and I don't want to lead them on.
Yeah, I don't... I'd say if you... Wait, so this person you never talked to before?
Barely ever.
Just respond, I don't like you.
Yeah.
Whoa, that's
the straight-up answer. But I think the better answer is to say, what's up? How are you doing? Then they respond. And then if they don't give you any good juice, you cut it.
Here's the deal. I respect the courage it takes to be able to Snapchat someone out of the blue that you have, like, barely talked to. I do. I respect it. All right?
Yeah, that's why, like, if I meet someone at college or here, like, I'm not going to randomly add them on Snapchat or follow them on Instagram. I'm going to wait till I meet them first.
There you go.
And then I'll do the social media connection.
And then I'll randomly add them on Snapchat once they're down. So, in McKean, they're giving tours. So, I have my Snapchat on my door, which is hilarious, according to everyone, except for some people. And anyway, so I get an ad last week. And someone snaps me, he's like, hey! And I'm like, hi, who is this? And they're like, oh, I saw it on your door. I'm like, oh, are you coming here next year as a student? And she's like, no, but my sister is instant block. Instant block.
She was 16.
16, instant block. Instant block. Instant block. Yeah, so that's how you do it there. You can't have these random people just adding you.
Yeah, I think that's actually kind of almost a trend of, as people get younger, they're kind of making even more fake social media connections.
Yeah.
So you'll see
LinkedIn.
No, not even LinkedIn. I'm talking about, like, younger kids. They don't have LinkedIn.
What do they do if they're ambitious?
Okay, I'm saying the non-ambitious.
The commoners.
Yeah, the commoners. So they'll have like 500 Instagram followers, but they'll be following like 2,500 people. They're just hitting follow on everyone.
Absolutely.
And then Snapchat, I feel like if I see a young, if I'm just looking, if just hanging out maybe at the Phillies game, and I see a kid in front of me, they open up their Snapchat, they have like 60 people just sent them Snapchats. Yeah. Like streaks. Like, calm down.
It means nothing. It's vapid. It's a dark hole of vapidness. Okay?
I agree.
Which is an oxymoron. But let me tell you why. Because, you know, if someone sends me a streak, I'll respond. But if you don't respond with, like, text in your picture, or it's not, like, a funny picture, you're wasting my time. Okay, all these streaks, that's just fake connections. So you could be like, oh, I know her, when really, or I know him, and you've talked to them once, and you just have a streak with them. It's pathetic, and it, you know, Snapchat does a good job with those little, like, fire icons, but it's really stupid. So, you know, Snapchat someone if you want to talk to him, or if you have a funny video, just send it out mass. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I see someone with 60 snaps, which is more often than not a girl, if we're being honest. If you see a guy with 60 plus snaps, you know he's doing the street gang. Yeah. Okay? With that being said, should you put your Snapchat in your Instagram bio?
I think you're asking for a lot there. I don't think it's necessary. Yeah.
And how tryhard, Mr. Thatcher, is posting Instagram stories? It's too much. Ooh.
I mean, not necessarily that. I think the worst is the Instagram story saying, add me.
Oh, Amos.
Amos.
Amos. It's an acronym for add me on Snap. You're going way too hard, son. And I would accept it if you do it once.
Back in my day.
But some people, I see it every single week.
Yeah, so you know they're fishing for someone to do it.
I remember when Instagram stories first came out, everyone was doing that. Yeah. And I specifically put on my story, do not add me on Snapchat. Okay. I remember doing that.
Dude, there's a little theory in economics. It's about why when you raise the price of luxury goods, they become more in demand. So you want to be the Rolex or Patek of Snapchats, okay? Yes, you want to be like exclusive. You don't want to be throwing it out there, because then you're going to water down your branding, which you don't want to do. If people just see, oh, he wants everyone to add him, then nobody wants to add him. You got to add some exclusivity. In fact, don't even put in your bio. Make it hard. Make it so even if people have your phone number, that's the only time they'll see it, because it'll be under suggested ads. Like, you got to make it exclusive. That way when people see it and they see your Snap story, they're gonna be like, wow, I'm part of something. I actually saw someone there. I was showing this to you, Kyle. We were crazed. Their snap streak was 1.5 million. You remember that last week?
Yeah, their score.
That's
score.
Absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah, so wow. I've had Snapchat since, I think, sophomore year of high school. And the score says how many snaps you send and receive, I think. So my score is 150,000. So that's the total amount of snaps I've either put on my story, someone sent me, I sent, over 4 years. And then that person, however old they were. There's this 1.5 mil. That's ridiculous. And I'm not, I use Snapchat like a decent amount, so they're going overboard.
Yeah.
So with that being said, let's go to a beautiful, beautiful little bit. And it's kind of great. Directed by Mr. Carnivorous.
Yeah, so this
Thatcher.
Is going to be a little spin-off, a little bit of a quiz sensational episode, if you want to say. I can direct it either to Mono Mikey or the entire Rat Pack here. If you guys, I'm going to be giving you three news topics, two of which are correct. One is fake news. Fake news. It's awful. It's tearing apart our country. Fake news. All right? You boys ready? You strapped in?
Yeah. Absolutely.
All right. So, number one. InfoWars' Alex Jones says he's been defamed by his defamation suit.
That's true.
Yeah, yes. He's very...
What an outspoken guy.
Well, let's go through the rest, all right? Half-empty bottle of Colt 45 left on a church steps must be offered to God.
Maybe. We'll see the next one.
And then lastly, woman playing Pokemon Go finds missing man with dementia in a park.
I'm going to say number two.
Number two.
I'm going to say number three is a missing woman in the park, not a missing man.
Oh. Really? Is that your final answers?
Yes.
Well, Henry and Mikey were correct.
Hey!
Number two.
Yes.
Hey,
Alright.
Hey!
An ex-boyfriend in Denver, Colorado insists that him and his ex-girlfriend can still be terrible and incompatible friends.
Maybe.
Cocaine cowgirl says she helped smuggle drugs so she could get Instagram likes.
That's definitely true.
She's an Amos type of girl.
Yeah.
Famous Amos.
At UC Berkeley, a squirrel ran for student senate and won, driving some people nuts.
Okay, I'm gonna go with the first one.
Yeah, I'm gonna go first too.
I'm gonna go third.
The third. Number one is correct. It's incorrect.
Yes, number one. There we go. Two for two. Let's get the third round.
Now the last round, the third round. I gotta find a good one. I gotta find some real good ones.
So you have these ready.
Well, I did, all right? I'm using a little bit of a different
format
thing here.
Firefox? While he's getting ready, what do we like better, Firefox, Chrome, or Opera, or Safari? So I use Firefox for when I'm looking up stuff. I need it quick because it's good to tab. And I use Chrome for Google Docs. Like, what are you guys feeling?
I think at first I was all Safari. That was when I was a bit unexperienced in life.
Yeah.
Then I came to my senses and found Chrome.
It was really a coming of age story.
Yeah. Chrome and I found each other, actually. So, but it's a good all-around use. There's nothing bad about it.
Mikey?
I am a Chrome guy all the way. Okay. I like the format. I like the way you can customize certain things. I got the momentum. You know, it gives me a nice picture of the world every day. It gives me a inspirational quote. I can write a to-do for the day. You know what I mean? So it kind of helps me out.
Plus,
there.
Great integration with Google Calendar. So, you know, my parents, shout out, they're big on me getting organized, which I think I am. If you ever see my room, it's flawless. It's true.
Spotless.
I vacuum that bad boy like every other day.
Call Henry Mr. Clean.
Yes, they do. So I've been using the Google Calendar recently. Have not missed anything in a week. That's all I'm saying. So Connor, you got
the last question, boys. All right. So number one. British residents deported to Jamaica told to put on accent. Beethoven's Ninth Symphony needs speeding up by 20 minutes, claims conductor. And then lastly, man fears he may never be trust again after treasured picture of duck turns out to be rabbit.
Okay. Number three has to be true because I read about that last week.
Okay, really?
So I'm going to go with... Wait, there's one false one, right?
Yeah.
It's got to be number two.
Beethoven's Ninth Symphony needs speeding up by 20 minutes?
Yeah, that just doesn't work for me.
Yeah. I like those actually. I savor that 20 minutes.
What about the rest of you guys? What are you thinking here?
I'm thinking... I'm agreed.
I concur with Henry and Kyle.
Number two. Well, you guys are a bunch of big losers today.
Oh.
Oh, no.
The wrong one was number three. Man does not fear that he never trusts again after Treasure Picture.
That's been a dream.
Fake news.
That's fantastic. So we're gonna be taking some calls soon. The number is 610-330-5316. Once again,
the number. You said that wrong.
610-330-5316.
So we'll run that back.
So 610-330-5316.
And let's say it backwards.
613-503-3016. It's O. You don't say zero with a phone number. Who says O? It's O. You say 908. You say 908.
Zero is the number.
But it's an O. It's like a figure of speech. 908.
Can you type O on the phone?
You can't, but as you talk, you say it as the zero. Right.
With that being said, let's have some PSAs. All right. So the classics, don't stick your tongue in the fan. Don't
stick your fan in a tongue.
Yeah, don't stick your fan in your tongue. Don't stick your hand in the toaster.
The weird Balenciaga is on a muddy lawn.
Yeah.
Mikey, what about you? What do you think in here?
Always turn the shower on before you get in, so it's not really cold in the beginning.
Always subtle flex, never overflex.
Yeah, that's
subtle
true.
Subtle flex is usual.
Always tie your shoes before a softball game.
Or how about this? Lean into the mic instead of just touching it every time, so that way it doesn't make that static sound.
Ooh,
pro tip.
Shots fired.
Pro tip. Okay.
Well, if I didn't turn it every time, I would be sitting on top of Mikey.
That's cute. Okay, so with that being said, Mikey mentioned Layla, and we're gonna play some Layla by Eric Clapton. We'll see you in a few. This is a banger. We're gonna have the beautiful electric chair when we come back. Once again, you're listening to
WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College of Easton, Pennsylvania. This is the Hour of Influence. We'll be back after this music.
What?
Welcome back, everyone, to the Electric Chair. I'm your host, Connor, replacing Brendan today, but that's all right. Carnivorous Connor at that. We have a nice guest with us here today. We have, what's your name, sir?
My DJ name is Mono Mikey. That's the name I've been given on the show.
Mono Mikey, welcome. Do you know what you're on today?
I believe I do.
The Electric Chair.
The Electric Chair, yes.
The number one game show in the Lehigh Valley. Kyle, strap him in.
As long as I do better than Max, I'm good.
All right, Mikey. The rules are simple. Each round consists of 5 questions. You get the question right, you'll hear a sound like this. You'll hear a sound like this. If you get the question wrong, not only will you hear a sound like this, but you'll hear a shock.
Feel a shock.
Feels weird. Now that feels really weird.
Now let's get into it. We're going to start you off soft, and we're gonna really turn up the volume.
All right, let's do it.
Mikey, are you ready for round one?
Yes, I am. Carnivorous Connor.
What is the center of an atom called?
The nucleus.
Correct.
Oh, wait. Each question, we'll go into an answer.
What year did Sting release his first solo album after leaving the Police?
Oh, God. 1986.
1 year off. Oh, incorrect. Man. Indianapolis is the capital of which U.S. state?
Oh.
Oh my gosh.
God, you threw me off here.
Lifeline.
So, Mr. Mono Murky Berkey.
Yeah.
Over here at the at the Avon Police, we give you 2 lifelines.
Okay.
You can call someone in the studio, or you can call someone out of the studio.
Nate would definitely know.
What is the capital? What is the state that Indianapolis is in?
Yeah, let me use a lifeline. Let me use Henry on this one. He knows his stuff pretty well.
Let's call up Henry. Henry Lewand.
Hello.
Hey, Henry. Can you help me out with this question?
Yeah, I think it's in who's your country? Indiana.
Correct.
I wonder why Indianapolis is in Indiana, bruh. Hey, yo.
Last question before round one is done. Who played Rocky's wife, Adrian, in the Rocky films?
Are you kidding me? Gotta call up Nate for this.
Yeah, I would say
maybe save him for later. Hey, take a guess. Take a shot.
The shot goes up, Adrian.
Oh, goodness. Angelina Jolie.
Incorrect. And that concludes round one. Now, Mikey, who are you playing for today? Where is this money going to? So, you know, for those listeners unaccustomed every correct answer, Mikey will get $1.
Okay, this is going to the Mono Relief Foundation.
Really?
Yes.
That is something beautiful right there.
Thank you.
So search for a cure.
It is the worst 4 to 6 weeks someone will ever go through.
Could be 8 months,
yes. My sister had a real bad. She was in bed and tired all the time for about 3 months.
And now she's going to school in California.
Yes.
Things
maybe. Possibly.
All right. So let's start round 2 here. As you know, the voltage goes up. So what are the 2 traditional colors of Halloween?
Orange and black.
Correct.
Oh, goodness.
Strap that thing in tighter.
No, it is. It's very tight.
What is the capital of Morocco? Your bone.
Are you kidding me?
Take a guess.
Just give me the shock.
Correct answer is Rabat. What month does the harvest moon happen?
Oh, you gotta be kidding me. October?
Is that your final answer?
No.
yeah, right answer.
The harvest moon. Can you give me a little more background info on the harvest moon?
The harvest moon. We all know it.
It's a song by the band.
There's a lot of songs.
1966. The harvest moon.
So, Mikey, I'll give you a multiple choice answer. Huh?
Oh, thank you. Okay.
November.
Okay.
January.
Okay.
September. October.
I already guessed October.
Is that your final answer?
No. I'm going to go September.
Correct.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
$3.
You beat Max.
There we go.
Mission accomplished.
In the TV show The Simpsons, what is the name of Springfield's music store?
What? Springfield's music store?
Not a big Simpsons guy, I assume.
No, I am.
Ooh, guess not.
No, guess not. No. Nope.
All right, yep. I'll give you a little hint. Okay. It's a play on Egyptian history.
No, nope, give me the shock.
King Tut's was the answer you're looking
for.
Ow!
Ah!
And that is
so
the
weird.
End of round two.
Ow.
Going to the final third round.
Double round?
Double round. But that being said, the shot goes up.
75%.
No.
Yes.
Questions don't get harder.
Okay.
They might be harder. I don't know. We'll see how it's going.
And there's three questions, right?
There are five questions.
In this round? In this round, there's five questions?
Correct.
Oh, that thing's electrifying.
Oh, come on.
How many oxygen atoms does a molecule of ozone have?
Wait, what?
How many molecules of oxygen does ozone have?
What's an ozone? What's a molecule?
Wait, what?
I thought you... Yeah, it's a compound.
Ozone.
Is that chemistry?
Yeah, I'm bio.
So, let's think here.
Right? Ozone. That's a layer in the atmosphere.
Yeah.
It's O and zone.
Think about it. Does it bind or something? How many? Think about it.
O and zone.
Two.
Incorrect. Three.
What?
I'm terribly sorry.
Ow. Oh my god. Tragic question.
What is tattooed on Popeye's arm?
An anchor.
Correct.
Yes. There we go. Double round. Got $2 for the Mono Relief Foundation. There we go.
What does an advent calendar count down to?
To Christmas.
Correct.
Whoa. There we go.
At which American battle was General Custer defeated by Sitting Bull?
Actually, can I use a phone line here?
Yes, yes. Use it.
Henry, the Gov Law Major. I'm gonna use him again.
No, you can at least you actually call someone in real life. Call up your parents.
They don't know this type of stuff. She's not.
Oh. She an APUS?
No, she was an. Oh wait, yeah, she is actually.
Okay, let's decide. She's not gonna act.
Put it on speaker if you can. Let her know you're on Lehigh Valley's number one rated talk show.
She might not pick up. Or she'll yell at me.
You only get two calls. She's like, I don't know.
There we go. It's ringing at least. Catherine. Hello? Okay, I'm on a game show right now. I need your help, all right? I'm using you as my phone line. No, I'm being serious. I'm being serious. Okay, perfect. All right. I need help on a trivia question.
All right. At what battle
Catherine.
Was General Custer defeated at?
Catherine, at what battle was General Custer defeated at? You've taken A+, right?
No.
Oh. Can you help?
You have 15 seconds. See if she can think
is
of it.
Is that her final answer?
All right. My mom's trying this one. All right. The Battle of Waterloo.
Is that your final?
That was Napoleon.
Let them know. There's a shock on the line.
Come on, mom.
There's a
mom,
shock
Catherine,
on the
I'm
line.
I'm gonna get shocked. Come on, you gotta help me. Alright, the Battle of Gettysburg.
Incorrect!
Oh,
Battle of Little Bighorn is the correct answer.
Alright, you guys got it wrong. No, shock, not shots. What was it?
The Battle of Little Bighorn.
The Battle of Little Bighorn.
Boo.
Yeah. That's what it is.
That is. Native American.
I'll
inform you.
Alright. Well.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for that. Okay.
Bye.
I'll talk to you guys later. Bye. I love you.
There you go.
Alright.
That's cute.
Oh my god.
Hey. you gotta appreciate the love. But yeah. Let's go to the epic music, Henry, for the last question.
Oh goodness.
Oh, I'm excited.
Yes.
You gotta be. DJ Mono Mikey. The last question of today. $2 is Rob the Books. Who is the basketball champion of the Rat Pack? Is it the Kyle?
Oh, I
Henry,
know this. No, I know this.
Or Carnivorous Connor?
The correct answer. Carnivorous Connor.
Correct!
Yes! There we go!
What a rematch.
Snaps for Mikey. He's been a great guest today. We appreciate him every time.
And that is $9 to the Mono Relief Foundation, all right? May we finally correctly sanitate cups and straws.
I'll give snaps to that.
That's fantastic.
With that said, I say we wrap this up.
We're right at now. Exactly
Let's blow this pop
one
system.
Power hour. I'm feeling some nice for what? I'm feeling some nice for what? Because you know what I'm being nice for? I'm being nice for the world. Okay, right. People.
We're going to leave you out on this great Drake song as his new album. Is it out yet? No, but it's coming out very soon. So a little preview. Third week in a row, we're playing this greasy song. So, one more time, you're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania, Seattle Influence.
And live from WJRH, this is Rally Tower!
Murder on the beat. Something for y'all to cut up to, you know? Yeah. Everybody get your... Shorty and she doesn't want no slow song. Had a man last year, life goes on. Haven't let the thing loose, girl, in so long. You been inside, know you like to lay low. I been peeping what you bringin' to the table. Working hard, girl, everything paid for. First, last phone, bill, car, no cable. With your phone out, gotta hit them angles. With your phone out, snapping like you Fable. And you showing off, but it's alright. And you showing off, but it's alright. It's a short life. Without a follow, without a mention, you really piping up on these. You gotta be nice for what to these? I understand. You got a 100 bands, you got a baby Benz, you got some bad friends. High school pics, you was even bad then. You ain't stressing off no lover in the past tense. You already had them. Work at 8 a.m., finish round 5. All down, you don't see them outside. Yeah, they don't really be the same offline. You know dog days, you know hard times. Time for the last month. Saturday, call the girls, get them gassed up. Gotta hit the club, gotta make that jump. Gotta hit the club like you hit them angles. With your phone out, snapping like you Fable. And you showing off, but it's alright. And you showing off, but it's alright.